dealing with inflation. Situation 3. Robert Albert, president of Albert Electronics, is talking about inflation and general financial conditions with his banker, Wilson Hall.
I'm really concerned about the general financial situation, Mr. Hall. We've been living with constantly rising prices far too long. You would think that the tight money policies that the government has been following would start having some effect. I think they're starting to work, Mr. Albert. Interest rates have gone up substantially recently, and the availability of credit has been sharply curtailed. Unfortunately, however, demand-pull inflation is not our only problem. Yes, the new problem seems to be cost-push inflation, or what the economists sometimes call seller's inflation. Exactly. For example, the rising costs of commodities and energy supplies over which we have no real control. Fiscal and monetary policies can't do much to help us deal with this kind of inflation. It must be very difficult for you as a banker to try to satisfy your customers during periods like this. Indeed, it is. Tight money policies make it necessary for us to turn down loan requests from many clients or to increase the down payment requirements on mortgage and installment loans. Well, let's hope we see an improvement soon. People on fixed incomes, particularly retired people, must be having a terrible time making ends meet.